Good morning. It's Wednesday, June 24th, and this is Mamoun Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes, and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, a rare bipartisan vote is putting new pressure on the White House. The U.S. Senate approved a war powers measure calling on President Donald Trump to halt military action against Iran or seek congressional approval before continuing. The resolution passed 50-48, with four Republicans joining Democrats. The House approved the same measure earlier this month. While the resolution is symbolic and does not carry the force of law, it marks the first time since the 1973 War Powers Resolution that both chambers have approved such a directive. Trump dismissed the vote as poorly timed and meaningless. The move reflects growing unease in Congress as lawmakers debate the costs and direction of the conflict. Another news. A political shakeup is unfolding in New York. Candidates, backed by Mayor Zoran Mamdani, swept key Democratic primary races, strengthening the city's progressive wing ahead of November's midterm elections. The biggest upset saw Congressman Dan Goldman lose to Brad Lander in New York's 10th District. Two other Democratic Socialist candidates also defeated established rivals. The races highlighted divisions within the Democratic Party, particularly over economic policy and the Israel-Gaza conflict. Lander said voters wanted leaders willing to challenge authoritarianism, while party leaders in Washington cautioned against reading too much into a handful of primary contests. The results could influence debates over the future direction of the Democratic Party nationwide. Around the world, attention remains focused on one of the world's most important shipping routes. Iran and Oman announced plans to study possible service fees linked to the administration of the Strait of Hormuz, while reaffirming what they called their sovereign rights over surrounding waters. The talks took place in Muscat between senior officials from both countries. Iran recently proposed maritime service charges after a 60-day grace period included in a memorandum of understanding with the United States. Pakistan's Foreign Minister Ishaq Dar, speaking separately, backed a toll-free Strait of Hormuz and urged a return to pre-conflict arrangements. With global energy markets watching closely, future decisions on the waterway could have far-reaching economic consequences. Another news, extreme heat is taking a growing human toll across Europe. French Prime Minister Sébastien Lecornu said 40 people have drowned in recent days while trying to cool off during a record-breaking heat wave. France recorded temperatures above 44 degrees Celsius, with dozens of regions placed under the highest weather alert. Authorities warned against swimming in unsafe rivers and canals after many of the victims were young people. The heat wave is being driven by an atmospheric pattern known as an Omega block, which traps hot air over large areas. Transport networks have also been disrupted by buckling rail infrastructure and power problems. Forecasters expect conditions to remain dangerous before temperatures begin easing later this week. Another news. Diplomatic tensions are rising as the war in Ukraine drags on. Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said the United States can no longer be considered an objective mediator in efforts to end the conflict. Speaking in Moscow, Lavrov accused Washington of increasing sanctions pressure while moving away from previous understandings reached between Presidents Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump. Putin, meanwhile, repeated that Russia remains open to peace talks based on terms discussed in 2022. He also accused Europe of preparing for future confrontation through increased defense spending. The comments come as Western nations continue tightening sanctions and providing support to Ukraine, leaving prospects for a negotiated settlement uncertain. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening,